Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. We're in the second hour of the show now. That is, the first hour flew by, as always, where we talk about local events and things happening here in the Coachella Valley. Now it is all about travel, and it is California Wine Month. So we're going to find out about what's happening wine-wise here in California and where you can go and stomp some grapes and a lot of other news as well. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Sean, we have been trialed and tested and whatever this morning, haven't we?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, we had a little bit of problem with the AM station earlier, folks. That's all fixed. We got that going and just a bunch of things going on around us. So Sean's been working away in there, jumping around, giving me high fives and signals. And then, of course, sitting next to me. It's been a month, believe it or not. And I don't know if a lot of you in the second hour have even heard Coachella Valley, is what I call him, Coachella Valley Craig with CoachellaValley.com. He is joining us in the second hour because he is a wine aficionado. I am not, but I will drink. I had a really good wine in Ramona. I'll talk about that in a minute. And I don't even know anything about wines. But Craig, welcome to the second hour of Traveling with Françoise.
Well, thank you so much. What's happening, Coachella Valley? Thank you for having me on this second hour. And I absolutely do love wine.
Oh, you do? I thought he was going to say radio, didn't you?
Yeah.
I thought
well,
he was
going to
say radio.
Though.
Yeah, he likes wine. Oh, so that's what's in that bottle over there. So we are, folks, you can
well, you gave
see
it to me.
Us on, you can see us online on Facebook. We are doing a live Facebook stream now. Go to CoachellaValley.com on Facebook. You will see me, you'll see Craig, and also we have our listeners on the AM and the FM and streaming live through Money Radio. So we have stuff going in all different directions. All right, this is the travel hour of the show, and we are brought to you by B. Olson's Jewelers, lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. They do an amazing job over there. They do repairs on jewelry. They do all sorts of stuff. They have wedding rings, you name it, they have it. Go on over there. The holidays will soon be here, so get your holiday shopping done now, and you can do it all at B. Olson's Jewelers. Last week, I was in Ramona filming another segment of Traveling with Françoise Television. I had a ton of fun over there. I went to the county fair. I went to a helicopter museum.
I saw that picture. You got me excited
about
the helicopters.
The helicopter. You know what the deal was with the helicopter museum, too? They have an incredible museum, but they are kind of hidden back behind the airport. The GPS doesn't even take you there. And I'm trying to help these guys out and explain to them, because sometimes museum people aren't really always tech savvy people.
Yeah, or necessarily marketing.
Yeah, I mean, they don't, that's not their thing.
Yeah, they're procuring items, and that's kind of what they do.
Yeah. So I discovered this, and I went there, and cameraman Steve and I went, and there is not, I mean, every inch of space, there's either a helicopter crammed in there or parts of a helicopter.
You know, like I said, I saw the pictures and I was excited by it. It looked very interesting and worthwhile to check out. And like you said, these are these undiscovered things that we get to find when we're out and about
out
traveling.
And about. Yeah. So I will have, once the show is up, cameraman Steve right now is working on it, put it together. I'm going to Montana this week, folks. I'll be gone for about 5 days. So I won't even see mostly the final product until I get back, but I'm really excited.
What are you going to do in Montana? You might as well tell the viewers.
I'm just hanging out. I'm hanging out, going with some friends to meet some of their friends. We're going to go to Yellowstone National Park.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I've never been to Yellowstone.
Yeah, I have.
Is this a first for you?
This is a first to Yellowstone. Sean? Have you been to Yellowstone?
I've been to Yellowstone.
No way. Yay, Sean. Okay, tell us about Yellowstone.
I don't remember.
Oh, my.
I just remember that was the one trip. It's one of those things, like you said, it's good to get out and travel and stuff because that's like the one trip I remember as a kid because we always came to California like every year. But I remember one year we drove through like Idaho and we went to, I think we went to Idaho, I think Montana.
A bunch of them, yeah. And you went, and that was fun. It was good. So this is why I'm going, because one, I've never been to Montana, and two, I've never been to Yellowstone because you hear so much about it, and three, I really want to go. So
you
that's three things.
Geysers are fun too.
Yeah, the two. So so it's going to be one of those whirlwind trips.
You're going to bring a camera, right? You're
I'm going to have the camera.
You're going to do a show of some sort, aren't you?
I will do some live Facebook posts. I'll take a lot of pictures and then later on come back. So if you have any suggestions out there of what I should see and do in Montana, feel free to email them to me at FrancoiseRhodes@gmail.com. You can always go to the website, which I encourage you to do because we have all sorts of information on that website. We have television shows. We have radio podcasts. We have the free contest page. page. We have our travel archives, what's coming up on the next show. It's just so much stuff there. And speaking of contest, we have, thanks to CoachellaValley.com, Craig over there, we have baskets from Brandini Toffee worth $50 that we're going to be giving away during the show today. We all love Brandini Toffee here in the Coachella Valley. Yeah, and you will have to come to the station, though, and pick these up. So we'll be giving those away. We'll give one basket away in the next segment, and we'll give another basket away in the last segment of the show. So we have two more, and I promise we won't open them and eat them before you get them. I promise. I'm really promise. I'm trying hard. Craig keeps pulling it away farther and farther from me.
That's because I'm eating.
Yeah, because you want to eat them, right?
Yeah,
yes. That
point
yeah, I think Sean's going to have to help us both.
Yeah, Sean doesn't even. We didn't even give him Sean, but you know what Sean has in there, though? He has a whole darn box of donuts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so, you know, that's a tough call. We have a lot of sugar going on in this episode here. All right, yesterday on KSQ Channel 3, I was not there. I'll be back in a couple weeks with Montana, and I was in Ramona last weekend, and the football right now, all the stuff going on in the Coachella Valley with high school football. We sort of take a little break. I back off from it because I need that extra time to showcase all the football games that we have going on. So I'll be back, though. But you can see me on Thursday, so check it out. In fact, yesterday I was here at the station, and Jeff Bloom, the station manager, says, Francoise, Francoise. I thought, uh-oh, what? Did I do something wrong? You know, I get all nervous and people start getting excited. And he said, no, I was just at the gym the other day, and I was flipping through the channels, and there you are on Fox 11. And he goes, I was watching the episode, and it was the Blue Angels episode. And he goes, oh, my gosh, that was so amazing. And I thought, yeah, that was probably one of the highlights of my life.
You know, we're going to post that in the travel section on CoachellaValley.com, and we're going to show you Francoise doing the Blue Angels, and she is a trooper.
Goosebumps. Like, I only passed out once, which is pretty awesome.
I didn't even see her pass out.
No, and he cut that part out.
Oh, I see, I see. Because he's asking her, you know, are you sure, are you sure? Okay. And she's like, no, but yes.
Yeah.
And that was all he needed. And it just right straight up, and you can just see her absolutely a trooper. I thoroughly enjoyed watching it, and it was so inspirational to see you do that. And I love the fact, Francoise, that you're out and about and doing these things.
Well, thanks, Craig. They had a GoPro. They do that, whatever media people they have in there, or dignitaries. They do a lot of dignitary rides, so they understand what the show's all about.
You passed out?
And they tell you that you probably will pass out at some point because the G's are so strong. One G is your body weight doubled. So you figure your body weight with one G. I got up to four G's. So we'll figure, you know, that's a little bit of weight there. That's a lot. So you take that. And I didn't realize what a G even was, but they said that's how much pressure is on your body. And when I passed out, all you could see, because it's all taped for us so we could use it, there was a GoPro in front of me. And I guess my head just, like, fell forward. And Steve said, he's laughing. He said, you can see when you pass out, but you come out of it very quickly. And when I passed out, I just, my brain was still going, but I couldn't see anything. And you can't feel anything.
Right.
You feel that you can feel.
Like you don't realize that you're passing out.
Right. You just can't move. Right.
Are you building a case to for all of us to get in these planes
no.
or in jets?
Oh, no.
Or,
it was so much fun. I'm sorry that I didn't do more roles, but I knew if I did, I'd be
And
sick.
I actually think you should have not cut out the part of you passing out because
I feel
ripped off on my version of the video I saw.
Is he going to go to like a blooper reel or something?
Yeah. I mean, come
on. He's thinking about it. He wants to do a blooper reel. Maybe we'll do
I got an idea for a blooper reel.
Okay. He's thinking about a whole show of blooper reels because I have them. Trust me. Here's something I want everybody to know, though. California, Highway 1. The coast is finally clear. Finally, the last remaining portion of Highway 1 in Big Sur area that was destroyed by the heavy rains back in 2017 has been reopened.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so you can, for all you road trippers that have always wanted to drive all the way up 1, and if you haven't done it, be prepared because it is windy, 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 windy. It's beautiful, but if you're driving, there's so many turns in the road that you cannot look around. Only the passenger can really sightsee, not the driver.
If you have not done Big Sur, you must do it. That is a bucket list item. You need to put it on your list and get out there and do that windy tour.
All right. On that note, we are going to step aside for just a moment, everyone. When we come back, we're going to talk about industry news in the world of travel. We're also going to give away one of these gift baskets, $50 value for Brandini Toffee, and a lot more right here on Traveling with Francoise. So stick around. All right, welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Okay, during the break, we gave away some tram passes to our CoachellaValley.com viewers.
Congratulations.
But yeah, we have for you, once Sean gets off the phone, because he has to take all that information, we're going to mail those out to him. We're going to have for you one of these Brandini baskets valued at $50. But right now, this segment of the show is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other conditions. Give them a call, 760-321-1111. Remember that all their services are free there. They do such an amazing job at the Braille Institute, so take advantage of it. All right, I got a nice little card. I love reading the cards and emails that you send out, so thank you very much. This says, "Hi, Françoise. Tim and I thoroughly enjoyed experience the Pageant of the Masters."
Oh, and Laguna Beach.
Yes, which
fantastic.
Is over with now. It is over with, and they won tickets. They said the creativity, artistry, and timing were terrific. The arts and the narration were fascinating. We loved it. First time they'd ever been. Thank you for the tickets. We knocked one off of our Southern California bucket list. Much appreciated, Tim and Pat. So you are so welcome. And everybody that Traveling with Françoise sent to the Pageant of the Masters, I had emails from all of you, and you had such a wonderful time, and I'm so happy to hear that. I always enjoy hearing it. That's what it's all about. And for those of you just joining us right now, we have a guest sitting in here with me in studio, and that is Craig Campbell. He is the CEO of CoachellaValley.com. Hey, Craig.
How are you guys doing? Welcome. Okay. Thank you, Coachella Valley.
Yeah, for joining us, too, joining Traveling with Françoise. And you can find out all the things going on. Plus, my travel blog is right there on CoachellaValley.com. They also have news, what's happening, you name it. It is right there on that site, so certainly take advantage of it. And we also have joining us a little bit later on the show will be Allison Jordan. She's going to talk to us about California Wine Month, what is going on in California. And we will hear where you can find out where to go and taste some wine. There's wines all over the place and wineries. There is a lot of wine country all over California, places that you don't even think there's wine country. I was just in Ramona filming, and what do I stumble across? Wine country. I mean, I didn't even think about it. So definitely wine country everywhere. So Sean is nodding his head, drinking in there. I'm not sure what he's drinking. He's probably going, Françoise, it's too stressful on the phone. Who was our winner, Sean?
You had Alejandro in Coachella.
Okay, and he won the tram passes.
Correct.
All right, awesome. So congratulations to you, Alejandro, in Coachella.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Way to go.
And he was viewing us on
Facebook Live, CoachellaValley.com. There's a Facebook link you can click on and see us live in studio with Françoise and myself right now. And we're waving to the camera as we speak. Hey, guys.
And if I did it correctly, it should be on Traveling with Françoise, but I don't even know if I did it correctly on the Facebook, so we'll see. All right, now for everyone involved here, all of my radio listeners and everybody that's listening to the show right now or viewing us, we have a $50 basket from Brandini Toffee. You will have to pick this up at station. It's $50 value, but give us a call right now at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. You'll have 30 days to pick the basket up. It is a basket from Brandini Toffee, a $50 value. If you know, great hostess gift, great gift all the way around. And so, or if you're like me, you barely get it home and you'll eat the whole thing anyway. So 760-440-8255. All right, industry news. What is going on in the world of travel? Well, a U.S. hotel occupancy reaches an all-time high. Industry analysts are growing increasingly concerned about a concurrent drop in average daily rate, though. So they're trying to figure out, you know, how do we balance this out? According to the U.S. occupancy, it is a record 66.1% in the first quarter of 2018 of rooms. But there was a dramatic dip in the average daily room rate. So they say it's not keeping up with the amount of occupancy. But, you know, at some point, Craig, you have to give the travelers a break. You can't. I mean, you really do. There's hotel rooms that, frankly, aren't worth more than $50.
Probably right. I mean, you know, if you want to entice them to come out there and fill up your rooms, you got to give a break.
And
come up with some specials and some neat ideas. I agree with you.
Yeah. So just because the rooms are full don't be fair out there. All right. According to the U.S. Travel Association's latest Travel Trends Index, which measures the direction and pace of travel volume to and within the U.S., monthly travel grew 4% year over year in June, marking the industry's 102nd straight month of overall expansion. However, Travel Association economists note that growth of international inbound travel is not keeping pace with a global long-haul travel boom. So the international travelers are not all flocking here to the United States. Sean, we have a winner?
Yes, you do. You have Ralph from Palm Springs.
Ralph. Okay. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, Francois. How you doing on this beautiful day?
It is gorgeous. I am fine, thank you. And it sounds like you're having a great day as well.
Oh, it's Labor Day weekend, and it's true. Cooling down. Yeah. We have nothing to complain about.
Yeah, you're doing the cooling down dance. I can see you just doing it right now, Ralph. Well, well, congratulations. You won a basket from Brandini Toffee, a $50 value. Craig and I, Craig from CoachellaValley.com, brought these in for us to give away. We want to thank him. You enjoy your basket. I promise you that Craig and I have not opened your basket and taken any of the toffee out, okay?
Congratulations. That's the only one we haven't opened. Up yet.
Oh, thank you, Craig. Thank you, Fred Swanson. You have my permission.
No.
Craig, stop it. Don't touch that. No, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're good. All right, Ralph, congratulations, and thanks so much.
Oh, thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it, and just have a great Labor Day weekend, everybody.
Okay. Take care. Thanks, Ralph. Right. Okay. Stay on the line to make sure that Sean has given you the information to find the station, because normally we mail out a lot of the prizes. And so people
and here
need
they
to.
Can come and visit, which is kind of neat. You know, it's very easy to get to off of Cook Street, and the baskets are sitting right here in a cool weather.
Yeah. All right, back to travel news now. Pittsburgh-based OneJet, which catered to business travelers by offering small jet air service between mid-sized market, has suspended operations. They say this is temporary, but we do know a lot of times when they say temporary, that means that they probably won't come back. Seabourn said at 2020, I would love to go on these. They have the longest world cruise in history. This is 146 days. It starts in Miami on January 4th and travels east and ends in San Francisco on May 28th.
How many days?
146 days. I could do that so easy. So easy. Sean, you think you could do it?
I've never been on a cruise, and I feel like I could do it.
You could do it. Craig? Yeah.
I have done a cruise, and I'm telling you, as long as it stops and you can get out and do things every day, it's just spectacular.
So easy.
You just wake up, and you're somewhere else the next morning.
I think the longest cruise I've been on was Panama Canal. It was 14, 15, 16 days. And by the time we got over to, was it Long Beach? I think the ship was docking. I was so sad because I just wanted to keep right on going. I loved the ship life. I just thought it was so much fun. I love the sea days. I like getting out and stopping. There's just something about it. It's really, I don't know. To me, it's magical. It's just such a great way to travel.
Do you ever see the show Below Deck? It's a reality show. You mentioned reality shows earlier, but they actually, it's about a yachting group that, you know, does these tours. It's a reality show, and it just seems like it might be right down your alley, Francois.
Well, but I get seasick on the smaller ones.
Well, you can watch this on TV.
Yeah, I get seasick on the cruise ship. All right, well, this ship will stop in 62 ports in 36 countries on 5 continents and features 16 overnights and 18 late-night stays. This is really awesome. And what did they say the price tag for this little baby for 146 days? Well, you're going to go to South America, Africa, Asia, Australia, the Pacific Islands, or just some of the places included on this itinerary. First class domestic to business class airfare is provided. Well, thank you very much. You will also get a $2,000. This one kind of makes me laugh, though. A $2,000 onboard shipboard credit. Yeah, that they might have want to amp that up to at least $5,000, but that's okay. You'll take it. Unlimited Wi-Fi, private car transfers to the airport, luggage, all this dry cleaning, laundry service, everything for... This is not a bad price, really. What do you guys think? Sean, pick a number.
I don't know. You're killing me. I just want to hear it. You're just telling me all the stuff I'm
going to get. Pick a number.
I don't know how much they cost normal, so $13,000.
Okay.
$60,000.
There you go. Yeah. This one, though, is only $52,000, about $53,000. So,
not bad.
Yeah. And plus another $3,000, though, for taxes, fees, and other port expenses.
$60,000.
Yeah. So you think they could have added that in there. All right. So if you want to take this, folks, it is with Seabourn and is their 2020 World Cruise. Book it right now. Maybe I'll see you on there. All right. The State Department revises travel advisory for Cuba to level 2, which is exercise increased caution, which it used to be at level 3, which was reconsider travel. And frankly, that level 3 advisory hurt Cuba. They were already having problems. Mm. People get, you can't blame them. You don't want to go into an area where you think there might be trouble.
Right, and it's hard to even know how to get to Cuba. You know, when I think about it, I'm not sure if I can go, if there's something special, what visas I need. So they're going to have to do a lot more work in their marketing to pull us.
It started out gangbusters because everybody thought once Cuba was open, that was it. Boom, we can all go. But yet there still are some restrictions. So there's still some things that you have to figure out when going. And they still like it, groups. And so anyway, but the State Department did drop that off. And Carnival Cruise Line. They have already slapped it in this. I would like to be in a motor coach with this on. They have put their brand on a motor coach, but now Carnival Cruise Line has taken to the skies. They are on a blimp, and this blimp is touring the country that has a ship painted across it with a motto, Choose Fun. So if you look up and you see a blimp with a cruise ship on it, it is Carnival Cruise Line.
I mean, that is just so cool. I mean, blimps are something that I've always just,
since
I was a little kid. You know, there's just something about blimps. You know, you'd read about them.
Yeah,
and,
there's
you know,
yeah.
I always wanted to do one.
Okay, did you hear me? I went in the Goodyear blimp.
You went in the Goodyear
blimp. In the Goodyear blimp.
And were you watching football?
No. It was just a friend of mine owned a tire shop, and they kept saying, you want to ride in a Goodyear blimp? And he'd been in it so many times. He said, I know somebody who does. Called and said, Francoise, you want to go? I said, I will be there. Where? Tell me when. 45 an hour later, I was up in the sky in this blimp. It was amazing.
Incredible. You didn't black out on that one, did you?
Okay. It goes so slow. It's so slow. But when it goes down to land, it dips almost straight down, the nose down, because the guys have to catch the long cables that hang down. It was
really. Tethered lines.
Yeah.
That's right. Pull it in.
A lot of fun. Thank you, Goodyear.
I can't believe it. I want to do that.
I know.
I want your life, Francoise.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Have to take advantage of these things. Boom! The offer comes, you got to go. All right. We are going to step aside here shortly. When we come back, we are talking wine with Allison Jordan. She is going to give us a call and talk to us about California Wine Month and find out about where you can get all these wines. What is it about California Wine Month? What are you doing? A lot more right here on Traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on this beautiful Sunday. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Joining me in studio, we have a special guest co-host with us today, and that is Craig Campbell with CoachellaValley.com.
What's happening, Coachella Valley?
All right, and we will have on the phone is Allison Jordan. She is with a wine institute. She has a lot of things to talk about for California Wine Month, which is happening right now. But I have a couple stats I want to give you, because this I always find all these statistics amazing. And here are just two. California is the number one wine producer in the United States and the fourth largest winemaker in the world. That stat really did amaze me. I did not think, you know, I thought we just kind of do wine here, country in California, for places for people to go drink wine. So it's really incredible, the market that we have here, the way we produce wine. Also, California is the leading wine and food travel destination in the United States, attracting 24 million people each year to drink wines. Those are incredible stats. And joining us on the phone is Allison Jordan. Hi, Allison.
Hi, it's such a pleasure to be with you, Francois.
Well, thank you so much. And we are just looking at these numbers. Our mouths are dropped open. I didn't realize that Wine Month in California was so huge and really dynamic in so many ways. So why don't you give us an overall description or explain to us what California Wine Month really is?
Sure. Well, September is obviously a wonderful time to be in California in general, with just beautiful weather and beautiful scenery. But it's also California Wine Month, and it's the perfect time to really experience the annual harvest. So we have more than 100 special events, tastings, festivals, concerts, wine and food pairings, all kinds of things that are happening throughout the state.
Well, something that I found sounds like a lot of fun, and we talked about on the show a couple weeks ago, is a lot of these areas. I was just up in Ramona and Julian and some of the smaller towns that have these big wine countries that we don't even associate with the town. They have these grape stomps. And what is a grape stomp?
You know, it's really looking back to the history of winemaking and where you would actually use your feet to press the grapes. And so during harvest, it's kind of a fun way to remember our roots and just to get out there and enjoy harvest. But Ramona Ranch Vineyard and Winery is hosting a wine stomping event on September 8th, and that's at Ramona Ranch Vineyards.
Okay, and with us, Allison, is Craig Campbell. He's with CoachellaValley.com, and he's been talking about wines on their massive website. And he is a wine aficionado more than me, and he has been to many of these wine tasting areas. Craig, you have a question for Allison?
Well, you know, Allison, I call it my Napa versary, because I always go up to Napa in November. It's just something I've done for so many years, and it's just incredible how much the wine industry has grown, and obviously it's now in Central Coast in so many different areas. I do have a question, because a lot of people here go to Temecula to do a little bit of wine tasting. Could you tell me a little bit about how that might differ from an experience in Napa, and also maybe just about the types of wines that might be growing near us?
Sure. Well, it is amazing, the diversity of the wine regions. I think anyone who's traveled in California realizes how big and geographically diverse and climatically diverse it is, even within Napa, where actually only 4% of wine grapes are grown. You can find all kinds of different microclimates, and so different wine varietals do well in different areas, and it's really fun to try even the same varietal from different regions, because you might get different tastes and different taste profiles. So it's fun for you to sort of discover what makes the most sense. But Temecula is also an area that is just really fun to visit, because they do a lot in terms of hospitality, I guess similar to Napa, but in their own unique way. So you can get out and do golfing or visit spas, and it's just a beautiful region that's very close to where you are.
Well, and I was really surprised when I was in Ramona that I was filming at a winery, and it was a Grant James Vineyard. And so many, when I got there, there wasn't anybody there. They hadn't quite opened yet. But then as soon as the time came for them to open their doors, there were so many people driving in. And it really does, I was fascinated about how many people, Allison, are interested in going and tasting wines. Now, for the first time wine taster, what should they expect out of a wine tasting experience during the day?
Sure. And it's interesting you noted the number of people. We actually have 24 million people visiting the wine regions each year. So that's just incredible and really great for California's economy too. But again, there's so many diverse offerings. So you can just go in and sample, you know, a flight of wines. Sometimes you can try 3, 5, 7 wines, and just little pours. And we encourage people to spit so they can drink responsibly and just try as many as they can without it affecting their ability to get around. But there's also a lot of really fun things like wine tours, so you can go and actually learn how grapes are grown and how wine is made. You can also do a lot with food and wine pairings. It's one of my favorite things about California wine. There is such diversity, so whatever the cuisine you're having, you can find a wine, a great value that really pairs well with that food.
Well, and I think what you said about learning about the wines, I was fascinated because there were actually the grapes still on the vine when I was there. And I don't think I've ever really noticed that. Most of the time when I've been to a vineyard, the grapes have already been picked. But this one, there was all these grapes everywhere. And it was really fun to see these grapes and know that they're going to be making a product. Now, when it comes to product, I want people to know that, Allison, when they go to these different wineries, they are able to purchase the product right there.
Absolutely. So some of it's just that experience. So even this Discover California Wines and California Wines Month, there are so many things that are involved with it, like vineyard hikes and grape stomps, like you mentioned. There are seminars and ways to learn about it. But at the same time, you absolutely, if you enjoy a certain wine and want to purchase it, that's often why wineries want you to come and visit. They want you to fall in love with their wines and to become a loyal customer.
All right. And as far as now, this is California Wine Month, and Allison, you are part of the Wine Institute?
That's right. Yes, I'm head of our Environmental Affairs Department, and we also have a sustainability program, and I serve as the executive director for the California Sustainable Wine Growing Alliance.
All right. And the website that people can go to find out more about this wine month is discovercaliforniawines.com, which I will have that on Traveling with Francoise. And it's real simple. It's discovercaliforniawines.com. And something that I noticed, I pulled this out of Westways, that a lot of the wineries now are making sure that they have access to Uber or whatnot. They're telling their customers to use Uber to go from winery to taste wines.
It is a great evolution of transportation options. So often people would rent, get a driver or have a friend be a designated driver. But now Uber is in many of these rural areas where you'll find wine regions. And so it's a great way to get around.
You know, Allison, you mentioned sustainability, and I know more and more there's organic wine and wineries coming about. Tell me about how the percentage. You have all these statistics. I was just wondering how many organic wineries are out there, and is that something that is actually becoming popular?
You know, organic is definitely growing. It's still a relatively small percentage of our overall wine grape production, but it is a sector that's growing. But sustainability is something that has really been broadly embraced by the industry. So that's really looking at not only environmental issues, but also social responsibility and economic feasibility, the long-term viability of your vineyard and winery. And we actually developed a certification program, which is also growing by leaps and bounds. And now 74% of California wine is made in a certified sustainable winery. And about a third of our acreage is certified to our program or to one of the other sustainability programs in the state.
You know, we mentioned stomps, and we just got done with harvest in a lot of different areas. How long does it take before, once they are put into a bottle, that it actually ends up in a retail store or on my table?
You know, you'll often see whites coming out even as early as the end of this year. So for the 2018 harvest, we could see it in November, December, earlier, just depending on if the treatment of the winemaker. But for reds, it can be up to 3 years or even longer before they release it into the marketplace. So it's one of those unique products that's made at a certain point, but then depending on what quality the wine grape, the winemaker wants, it actually comes out at a later date. And so it's quite tricky on the logistics side, but the customers and the wine consumers, wine lovers all benefit from that.
I was also wondering if you could tell the viewers a little bit about the difference between champagne and sparkling California wine.
So really, it's just a geographic indicator. So it's just that champagne must be made in Champagne. But we have some wonderful sparklings. It's definitely a growing trend in the industry. Both some of the newer producers are going down that sparkling route. But also some trusted long-term producers are also making fantastic sparkling wines. It's a trend that is continuing to grow, as is rosé. That's another area that I think we're seeing some really interesting rosés from California. Probably typically would have thought of France, but we're making some great rosés from Pinot Noir, from Grenache, from Cab Sauv Blanc, or from Cabernet Sauvignon grapes as well.
All right. Well, Allison, it all sounds delightful. The information is discovercaliforniawines.com. Thanks so much for joining us today. And how many wineries are you going to visit this month?
Well, I would say that I average about 10 wineries a month. So I'm going to aim for maybe more since it's California Wine Month.
Well, you have to always, you have to keep your hand in the business that you do, right? Make sure you
Absolutely.
Know what's going on.
Drink lots of water.
All right. Thank you so much, Allison.
Exactly.
It's been great having you on. And again, folks, September is California Wine Month. Enjoy it. There are wineries all across California, and some of the smallest places that you wouldn't even think of, they are there with their wine tasting rooms. So enjoy yourself, and remember, be responsible with the driving part. Again, Allison, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Francois.
Okay. All right, folks, that website is discovercaliforniawines.com. I will have it on Traveling with Francois. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we are going to talk about some other travel news. It's all about travel. We'll talk some more travel. We'll also give away that other basket. We have another basket from Brandini Toffee. Stick around. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on 100 AM FM, 100.9 FM, 1200 AM. Whew. I think I've been drinking some wine. We'll be right back. All right. right. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Sean Flanagan is in the boardroom answering all the phone calls today. The phone's been really, really busy. Hey, Sean, are you tired of answering the phone? Do we have one more phone answer left in you?
Yeah, I'm good.
You have good? Okay. And then joining me is a special in-studio guest is Craig Campbell, the CEO of CoachellaValley.com, which we are on streaming live as well on his Facebook page. And we are also should be live on my Facebook page. We are live on the radio. We are just all over the place. So I asked our viewers during the break if there was any special wineries that they enjoy, because knowing that there's so many wineries in California, what do we get some replies on that
one? Oh, we did. Los Olivos. It's near Santa Barbara County, up there near Solvang and Buellton. We might have even seen Split Pea. Yeah. Well, that has become big mm-hmm. wine industry, and so we had a shout out to Los Olivos, which is a cute little town.
Yeah. It is cute up there. So, and San Luis Obispo has a lot of wine. I can't think of the one little seaside community up there. It's not Pismo Beach, but right up the coast from it, they have wineries up there. And Paso Robles.
That's right.
Lots of wineries in Paso Robles. So, all right. Let's see. Travel Club of the Desert, they have their meeting this week coming up on September 5th. It is Wednesday from 1 to 3. It's a free meeting. Free cookies, free information about travel. It's just a lot of fun. They have some great trips, so go on over there. It's the Best Western in Palm Desert on Highway 11. It is, again, ACT's Travel Club of the Desert meeting. I'm usually there every month. They only do it once a month, but this month I won't be there because I will be in Montana. All right, so again, don't miss that, and I'll make sure it is posted up there on the website so you don't miss that event as well. And while we're talking about travel and all this stuff going on, we have our travel question of the week. We do have, and I want to do this before we run out of time here on the show, because Sean needs time to answer the phone and talk to you and give you the address to get here to the station. We do have for everybody, for our listeners, for our Facebook viewers, whoever calls in and Sean pushes that button, we have a $50 basket of Brandini products, toffee. They are located in Rancho Mirage. You do have to pick this basket up, so he will be giving you the number of the station. But the number to call is 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. You cannot have one in you can't have one on Traveling with Françoise in the last 30 days. We also, our Facebook viewers, you cannot have one here with some of the prizes we've given away in the last 30 days. The lines are open. Good luck to everybody. And we have ringing off the hook in there. So, all right. Our travel question of the week was share one tip. And I have to tell you, I'm just going to be upfront. You guys are so lazy sometimes out there. I ask them what their obsession is, Craig, and there's like 9,000 answers when it comes to obsession with traveling. I ask them to share a tip, and it's as if, oh no, I don't want to tell anybody because they're going to do it too.
They'll end up showing up at my secret spot.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't share these tips, but Gail put, always put liquids in a Ziploc bag. Well, okay, that's, you know, kind of a no-brainer, Gail, but thank you. All right. Tim Faye says, bring an extra empty small carry on bag, fold it up and throw it in your main bag. It's a good way actually to bring back a bunch of stuff, which I do that. I have kind of a bags for bags that I do. I found one which is kind of really off the charts and a little bit weird, but you know, prescription bottles, you get mm-hmm. them for every darn thing.
Right.
If I like to use my own shampoo and my own conditioner.
You put them in there.
I do, and they don't leak.
Yeah, and they're under the 4 ounce.
Yeah, and right, and then I could just, I'm not wasting
Never
it.
Never even thought
and,
about that.
Yeah, so that is was
a great
my
recycling
trouble.
Idea there, Françoise.
Thank you very much. Excuse me, and you must have a travel tip.
Oh my gosh, I lost my train of thought on that, on your...
You were thinking about the drug containers.
On your spectacular one. Well, I do have one, and it relates to wine, because when you're traveling, a lot of people try to pick up their wine and actually take it home with them. Mm-hmm. But most wineries will absolutely ship it, and I didn't learn that until way late. And so it's a very good idea if you're doing six or more bottles to ship them out to you and not bring them back on your carry-on or in your suitcase, because they weigh a lot.
And actually the chance of breaking, too.
Or drinking them on the way.
Yeah.
Home.
Okay, yeah. But they can. I have watched. Have you ever sat in the jet and watched them load your bags and watch it be crushed by 1,000 other things? And
yes.
Go, I have a bag when I had to take more equipment for doing remotes. I had Fragile everywhere on this bag because I needed to take all this stuff. And here I am sitting in there watching this bag that had Fragile everywhere. Not I'm saying that everybody does this, but that day, that particular bag baggage handler might not have been in a good mood because he took that and threw that bag so hard. I was just having heart palpitations. And I heard it go thunk because I was thinking I was – anyway.
I have one more travel tip.
Oh, what?
Staycations are really fun. You know, in the Palm Springs area, in the Coachella Valley specifically, every summer – we'll pick out a couple of hotels that maybe I wouldn't otherwise be able to afford or get into and absolutely stay a couple days.
Good idea.
And you have usually it to yourself. The pools are perfect. The jacuzzi, they have great restaurants and rooms that normally would be, you know, $500. I've seen them for $125 for hotels that you would never ever be able to get to.
Good tip. Take advantage of it. Enjoy what we have right here that you think, places like Ritz-Carlton and whatnot, that, and not even here,
incredible
too.
Incredible prices.
Once summer's over, that means those beach hotels, they're going to drop to half the price. So.
And on Mondays specifically, in fact, I was just in San Diego, just in La Jolla, incredible deal, probably half off just because I happened to do a Monday night.
Oh, awesome. Okay. All right. So just I want everybody to know our travel question of the week. There we go. Spit it out, Francoise, is on our Facebook page. And I have a new one every week. If you answer, you're automatically entered. This session's prize is a bag full of travel goodies. I don't know. I say $50, but I know me. There'll be more than $50 worth of stuff in that bag. But you have to answer the question to be answered. All our prizes that we give on the show are free. Everything is free, free, free. All right. Whale watching season. You know, the whales are going to be migrating once again. They went down to Mexico. Now they're going to be going back up to Alaska and whatnot because the weather's changing. So Dana Wharf Whale Watching, the place to go. They are a family that started it here on the West Coast. Go to danawharf.com and they do whale watching. They do sport fishing and all sorts of stuff there. They do such a great job, and it's a real easy drive to Dana Point. It's like a straight shot down the freeway. Let's see, what else do we have going? Brago Springs Resort. We're going to be out in Brago Springs for the Brago Days in October. You're going to hear more about that as we get a little bit closer. I will be emceeing the parade and doing the awards ceremony and all that sort of stuff. Craig will be there with CoachellaValley.com doing a lot of live video feeds.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait to do Brago
Days. You've
never
been to Brago Days?
I have not been to Brago Days, but I have been to Brago, and I'm very familiar with that incredible Anza Borrego State Park, our largest in California desert state park. Incredible area. I love it. And can't wait to do it with you.
I would suggest, folks, you make your reservations at the Brago Springs Resort and Spa right now and reserve your room because it's going to be busy down
there. There's a travel tip
for
you.
There you go. Sean, we must have a winner because he keeps talking on the phone. But I don't know.
You might be talking about sharing.
Yeah, no.
Brandini,
I think we're
prize.
Trying to. I don't know if we're getting them on the air. And I don't know what we're doing. I don't know because he knows that
No.
He's shaking his head no.
No, I guess the Brandini is still available.
Oh, no. I think we gave it away.
Oh, it's already gone.
No, it's not available. He's saying no to that also.
Oh,
it's gone.
Everything's finished. And
here's what the deal is, though, Craig. People aren't used to having to pick stuff up, so he has to give them directions on how to get here.
Right.
So
I see.
That's the deal.
I got it.
Here's a tip for you, too, though. Me, I'm full of just tips today. Mapping History, Auto Club. If you belong to the Auto Club, they are giving away some really cool old maps that date back to the 1930s.
Love maps.
So you can go get these. These are fun to actually
at
frame them and put them on the wall.
AAA?
Local AAA.
You just go on down
just
and they're giving
down
away
there.
Some of their old maps.
Take your card. And the first, they're giving away a series of maps. The first one in the series that they're giving away is a 1930 Metropolitan Los Angeles map.
Now, these are replicas, I assume.
Right, yeah, replicas of that. I think they'd be a little bit old if it was a real
thing.
Maybe they had them laying around in a closet or something.
Well, I was thinking I might.
Hey, by the way, we'll give these maps away. No, these are replicas, but they're a historical series of maps. So I think that would be a lot of fun.
I do, too. I think I'm going to go right after this and actually go to my AAA and see what that's about.
And then you look and you see all these streets that aren't even there, that are there now that were never there or that were there and aren't there anymore. But anyway, it would be a lot of fun, and you'll see how L.A. has grown. But this is a series that they're doing. Again, AAA members at all your local branches, they are doing it. This one is available now in September. The next one will be in October. So get the series. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. All right. So I gather we had a winner. Sean's still talking to him. So I want to thank Brandini Toffee for giving us these baskets to give away to everybody. Craig, I want to thank you for joining us on the show.
Well,
it's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, Francoise, for having me. I love it.
Oh, it's fun. Make sure you use CoachellaValley.com to find out what's going on here in the Coachella Valley. I will be in Montana this week. However, I will be back live next Sunday. We'll be here in studio. So everybody have a great one. Thanks so much for tuning in and watching. And as always, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.